yo, 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 ay, 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 ay. Stomping on the place to be, the place to see a vision, 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 vision. Stomping on the place to be, independent, pendant, independent, independent. Stomping around, stomping around. Yeah. They're empathetic, they're energetic, they're radical, they're magical, they're caring, they're daring, they're stomping around, stomping around, stomping around, stomping around, eh, eh.
Okay. Yeah. Alrighty, folks, welcome back to season 3, episode 3 of the Building a Stomping Ground podcast. We have a very special guest with us today. Actually, we have two very special guests. As you can see, we have Quarius Lucas here.
From Channel 27. How are we doing, y'all? It's great to see you. But more importantly, we have Jujubee.
What's up, y'all? I'm Jujubee. I am a camper here at Camp Stomping Ground, and I am so excited to be here.
Let's go. We're excited to have you here today, Jujubee. Jujubee, first off, I was wondering, how has your time been since camp? What have you been up to?
Well, I am in third grade now, almost fourth.
Okay.
And so I've been getting ready for state test, all of that stuff, and a lot more drama with friends now that it's third grade.
Drama. Okay.
Third grade is about that time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's when, you're
that's
right,
when it starts.
All
right,
so now, you know, you're around third grade. What's
almost
your favorite?
Fourth.
Almost fourth. Almost fourth. So what has your favorite food been since the start of third to transitioning into fourth? Has that changed at all?
It's still mashed potatoes with gravy.
Oh, okay.
And butter.
Mashed potatoes with gravy.
And butter.
Do you like it? Do you like it homemade? Do you get it from a specific place?
I don't really care. As long as it's mashed potatoes with gravy.
You ever mix it with corn?
I like it with corn. That's literally always, I'm so excited for Thanksgiving dinner because mashed potatoes with gravy and butter.
I feel that. We made banana pudding recently. You ever had banana pudding?
I have never had banana pudding.
That's a Thanksgiving tradition. It's an OG food right there. We made it recently because I just felt the vibes. You should look at it. Look at the video. Me and Maddie made it. It's delicious. We actually have some if you want to try it after this.
Yeah, definitely. That would be awesome.
Yeah. So, Jujubee, you are, I don't know if anybody has ever told you this, you are a great leader. You have a massive influence on your peers and even on people older than you. I think you have like this inspiring confidence that even adults look at and go like, I want to be more like that, right?
Yeah. I have to agree.
So there's a sub because my art teacher was out at a meeting. She needed help like with the directions because she didn't know what she meant. She asked, like, is there anybody that knows, like, what she's talking about? And I was like, I do. And then, like, I was, like, explained everything. And so, and then, like, since then, a bunch of people are like, can you help with that? Like, you're really good at, like, these, like, type of stuff.
How long ago was that?
That was, I would have to say, about around a month or two ago.
Okay. And you're saying since then you've been asked.
I've always been asked to like do like certain like stuff.
Yeah, where do you think that comes from?
Probably camp.
Okay, interesting. So, Kiel, you can speak more to this.
And also, not only that, about 3.5 years ago, my parents got divorced. So I've had to like been like really like mature and like having to do like a bunch of stuff. Helping take care of like my brother and all that stuff since then. So I think it partially comes from that, but it also mainly comes from camp.
One, it's just apparent whenever you step up and talk about anything, like the confidence you have and the presence you have just in front of everybody. And it makes sense how camp kind of gives you the space to step into that a little more. We do this thing at camp called Business Time where we basically tell everybody what's going to happen during the day, like what are we going to eat, what are some of the activities, the weather, stuff like that. And it's a good chance to share the mic. Whoever wants to step up and share anything and say anything, they have the chance to do that. And Jujubee, you've
many times stepped up during business time and gave announcements. So I can understand. I can definitely understand how that.
All the times I've been to camp, because I went in session one and session four last year, both 2 week sessions. So I went that, and out of all of them, I went up there like 15 times, like a bunch of times.
How do you feel like the first time you stepped in, like the first time you stood up there, compared to the most recent time you stood up there? What are some of the differences?
Well, at first it was like, I remember it was not my first, it was my third day of camp. I didn't really know anybody because it was like new, and it was like new to me. And then there was like this thing going on, and like I stood up and like talked about it because everybody was like keeping it quiet. And then there was this like thing going on, which then led to the day after when we did a movie, we had like a giant circle. It wasn't like a conflict circle. There was like some people were feeling like uncomfortable at camp because of some of the older kids. And that some people were like doing that. And I remember it was like, maybe that like some older kids don't like mean it, but like they're just trying to like scare them because either they think it's funny or like they just been having like a hard time recently. And then later that year, I got invited to do the camper board, to be in the camper board of directors of Camp Stomping Ground. And then we actually have a camper board meeting coming up right near my birthday. And we're going to be meeting the campers board of the actual board of directors.
Can you explain what the camper board is for people at home who may not know what it is?
So the camper board of directors is basically a bunch of kids that go to camp, because people from all over the country come to Camp Stomping Ground every year. So people from all over that go to Camp Stomping Ground every single year, or that just go to camp, got chosen because either Laura or Maddie or whoever made up the camper board felt like that they were like a really good leader, that they need more power, that they should help camp more, basically.
Yeah. Before we get too deep into the camper board, and I do want to talk about it, I want to go back to some of the business time talks or announcements that you did. I want to ask you to walk me through the process mentally that you go through before you get on top of the picnic table and you say something. Like, what is it that you're thinking? Because I remember you said recently that everybody else is like being quiet about it. So you noticed that, and then you was like, you decide to step up. So like, what is going through your mind before you do that?
So basically, a lot of people like do that, like when like the older kids at my school sometimes like to scare the younger kids and stuff, like especially the kindergarteners. And my brother is in kindergarten currently. So it's kind of like making sure that like camp is even more safe than it already is for my brother when he goes to camp next year. And not only that like it's like more safe than it already is for like other people that are going to camp next year besides my brother, and this year too.
Yeah, so it sounds like to me you want to bring in as many people as possible.
It makes them feel comfortable at camp.
Right.
It sounds like you're driven partly by just being aware of your surroundings, and maybe people aren't stepping into...
talk about it.
Yeah, when people aren't stepping into that.
At camp, the whole point is like to be like heard. So it's kind of like people are kind of like either purposely or they don't know, not really violating, but like not really letting people help when like they're like a bunch of counselors that come all every year from all over the country to help camp. And so I feel like they're like either don't know or they just don't want to. They don't want to like feel like embarrassed about needing to like be heard.
One, having that perspective from a camper really highlights on like every level, like how involved we all are and how important it is to all of us to be heard and be seen in a space. And you even like having that confidence and speaking up the way you do reaches everyone. Like every time you hop up on the table, like we're all listening, we're all watching, and we all take inspiration from that. So it's really, it's really a great thing you do. And it's like super empowering. And I love that, that other campers and other people get to share in that with you.
Yeah. And also I remember one of the things I did, it was the day before my mom's birthday. It was the 4th of July. And I particularly do not celebrate the 4th of July for various reasons. And one of those various reasons is that I am partially African American. My dad's ancestors were from Mali in Africa. So, and we don't particularly, I don't particularly celebrate it. Mm-hmm. And I know some people, not saying that people at camp particularly, but just people in general sometimes make fun of not celebrating a holiday. So for business time, one of the things I did, I stood up on the picnic table and said, not everybody celebrates the 4th of July.
I remember that. I remember you saying
that. You should, like, respect that. And Aquarius added on to that, like, added on to, like, a lot of the things I said in that business time. And I feel like the more you step up for business time, like, the more, like, power, like, you have for not only, like, people at home, but, like, if you don't, like, go to camp or, like, you can, like, you can just, like, make your own business time. Like, I, like, for example, there's, like, a bunch of picnic tables at, like, Congress Park or, like, Congress Park or something. You could probably, like, do something like that there. Or, like, you could do, like, the smallest thing that would make a huge positive impact on camp. Like, tell people about camp or, like, or make, like, an essay and then, like, sell it, like, on camp. It could just not only tell people about camp, but that would, like, raise money for camp. And it would make, like, a huge impact on camp. Because this year, they're making the farmhouse and like, they're, like, fixing, like, the porch, making the fort. And I remember, like, when I first came to camp, like, it was, like, like, there was, like, barely a roof on it.
Right.
And now there's, like, and now, like, we're inside the farmhouse right now, and it's, like.
Yeah, this is wild to be doing this in here.
And it's, like, 6 months later, here, doing all this stuff.
Yeah, I think the power of your voice, and when I say you're, I don't mean just you, I mean humanity in general, is so important. And the power of your voice is important. And taking opportunities to speak is very important as well. And business time kind of represents that. It's an opportunity for us to kind of like a town hall, the entire camp comes together in this one spot. And anybody has the opportunity to say whatever they want to and address the entire group and even open up discussion from that point about something if they want. The podcast that we're doing right now is the same type of thing. The benches in the parks you were talking about, people that get on those benches, and this happens a lot. You'll see this a lot. People get on benches and they have whatever social movement or whatever that they're trying to fight for, a certain law to get passed or a bill to go through Congress or whatever. And they have like the papers and they on top of the bench and they yelling at all the passing by citizens. It's all the same thing. People using the power of their voice to make impact. And I think what we see, but you specifically, one reason we really want you on the podcast is because you do have that voice, but it's not just you being willing to speak. It's the things that you say that are very
powerful.
Powerful, yeah. And just like that, you choose the right words. You have an understanding of what you're saying and what you're talking about. I talked to a few people before this about what they would want to ask you. And one of those things was, what do you think about on a daily basis as Jujubee? When you're just like going through life, like how are you processing information? Before you got here, like what were you thinking about? What's important to you?
Well, before I got here, like before I like knew camp was a thing, I was like, it was, I would say about like a few years after, 2 to 3 years after my parents had divorced, I was just chilling, like chilling out and like doing homework and stuff. And then go through my daily life, go to school every day, like hang out with my friends, sometimes have sleepovers. And then I would say a few months before camp started, like a few months actually, Sign Ups had just gone open, and then my mom had like seen like a bunch of like pictures of like applications and stuff on Facebook and that and like Instagram and stuff like that. And then she said that she like found this like really cool like camp. Do you want to go to it this summer? And I was like, what is it about? And then she showed me like a bunch of things like about camp, and I was like, I want to go to this camp. And then I tried it, and it was like awesome. It was literally like the place for, it was like literally like my place. And then now I'm on the camper board of Camp Stomping Ground, and we did a camper board retreat, I would say 2 months ago?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like 2 months ago. And me and Shannon made like a bunch of like 10 rap, not even 10 rap.
Fire music. We got the hardest bars y'all ever gonna hear.
No, it's definitely the best freestyle I ever even witnessed. At one point, y'all talked about mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
It was different. Like, y'all just really different than everybody.
And they're all going on Spotify, actually. So, Shandon needs to finish working on that. So then after...
Yeah.
I'm kind of busy
People, the people want the freestyle. Now, Jujubee, I had a question for you about the freestyle. In the song, you said, Stomping Ground, the place to be, the place to see your vision. What was going through your mind when you performed that bar?
Well, when we performed that line of it, we basically, what was going through the mind, basically, I was just like, but it, like, is the place to see a vision. It's, like, the place to, like, see visions, to be, like, a leader, basically. So if you basically just put those into, if I just took all those and put them into my own word, it's basically just stomping around the place to be, like, the place to see visions, to be a leader. Mm-hmm. That's basically what, if it was a poem, that would basically, if I wrote a poem about that and took stuff from that rap, that would literally be like what, that would literally be like the first thing I said in my poem, because it's like the first line of that rap.
What type of leader do you want to be?
Well, this is a really hard one. Like a social justice leader and stuff like that. Also kind of off topic, but story. Yesterday, we were driving through downtown. We were going to go out to dinner, but we decided not to. And then we saw a gun violence protest, like an anti-gun violence protest. And then my mom said in the past week, like, hundreds of kids have gotten, like, killed by guns because for just, like, random reasons. And it's basically like a kid protection protest. And then, like, I just rolled down my window and said thank you, because like I'm a kid, and like what they're doing is putting like an impact on the world. So that was a really inspiring protest, which is one of the reasons I want to do that. basically.
Yeah. Yeah, this time period that we live in is very interesting. I wouldn't even say interesting is a word. It's kind of conflicting. It's a lot of good in terms of people fighting for rights and fighting for the betterment of society, but they are fighting against something. And that thing that they're fighting against is like very old, and it gets a lot into our history of the United States or whatever. But I'm wondering from your perspective, being a kid that's growing up, seeing all of these things that's happening, do you feel like your leadership is needed? And not just you, but like your generation or peers, like, do you feel amongst you and others that, do y'all ever have conversations about these things, or?
Well, I do have conversations about these with various amount of people. Like, I have a really dear friend named Georgia, who I've known for about almost 4 years now. And we talk about some of these things sometimes. But, like, not all the time, but, like, sometimes, because she is, like, also wanting to be, like, kind of like a social justice leader. And she's like, you know what, there's this camp I'm going to, this summer camp, Stomping Ground. There are some one-week sessions left. You can try it out, but, like, I don't know. And she's like, I'll think about it. I'm hoping. She says yes, and I'm like, maybe next summer, too. And she's like, sure. And then, so I've been trying to, like, kind of, like, spread the word in my school about camp. Kind of, like, spread the word so there's, like, a lot more, like, people, like, coming to camp.
Yeah, we appreciate that, too.
No, yeah, we really do. And not to like, jump topics too quick, can you see yourself as a camp counselor in the future?
Yes, definitely.
That's dope. In my head, I picture you, like, running business time one day or running night games and everything. I think you do. I think you'd be amazing at it. I think you'd already be amazing at it.
Yeah, I think you are very much the Stomping Ground kid. Like, if I was to take all of our values and to put them into a camper, that camper would look something like you, I feel.
Yeah. Also, we, in camp, we do night games, which is like games that we do every night. And I remember I went to this ice cream party a few weeks ago. Actually, last weekend, actually. And then while we were, like, doing it, I brought my friend Abby there. You guys were in the city.
Yeah.
We did this bingo game and, like, called Wendy, and we had a choice. Like, we could either, like, do a tour, or we could just, like, run around camp and do, like, certain things. And me and my friend Abby went crazy, just, like, running around, filling out, like, the whole, and we filled out the whole entire board, like, the whole entire Wendy board.
And this was the Sundays at camp.
Yeah.
Recently. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And we just missed you guys. We were in the city on Friday. We left the city on Friday, and then we went the next day. We just missed you.
Yes.
And I saw my friend Reed on the train, and he was just in Manhattan. How could we not see each other?
There's so many people. There's always so many people on the trains. We were out with our friend on our way to Times Square, and then we got to one stop. And I guess they were all leaving leaving the baseball game, but, like, everyone just, like, flooded the train that we couldn't even see our friend anymore on the other side. It was just a wild experience.
Yeah.
I have one more question for you. Q might have more or another one. If, imagine the audience right now is one of your friends at school that currently doesn't go to Stomping Ground, but you want to convince them to come to Stomping Ground, what would you say to that person?
I'll just tell them to listen to the podcast. Listen to, like, the songs and stuff, and, like, go on YouTube and just, like, Google, like, Camp Stomping Ground, and then there will probably be, like, a few things on YouTube.
I feel that. You're a real one. You're a real one.
I do have a question, though. And I realize just sitting at this table actually doing a podcast, I'm typically behind the camera doing all these other things. And not being like up on a picnic table and just having a microphone definitely feels like a different experience. And I was just curious, like, how's this experience felt for you over the past hour?
This has actually been a really fun experience. And one more question. Has this actually been an hour? Because it doesn't feel like it.
No, I just kind of made that up. I don't really know.
Nah, I don't know how long it's been.
We don't know how
long. I lose track of time when I'm doing these things.
Yeah.
It's something about this space. We don't.
We'll check after.
Yeah. I lose all sense of time.
Well, do you guys have any more questions for me?
Not right now. I actually probably do got more questions, but we can say that for a later date. Right now, what I'm thinking about is the donuts that you brought.
Yes.
Banana pudding. The donuts that you brought. In that order.
Okay, let's just go eat some donuts.
Yeah, let's eat some donuts.
Well, guys, Shannon and I's stomach has spoken. It's time to go. All
right.
Bye.
Peace out.
And appendix.
See you.
That's what stomping ground's about, baby.
That's what stomping ground about, baby. That's what stomping ground about. I was sitting on the green couch. I was wondering all about stomping ground. And then I thought, I'ma spit it with the words out of my mouth on the mic. And Juju B said, that's right. Let's do it right now. Alright?
Yeah.
I said, for sure, Juju B can flow. Go and tell them something that they should know.
Stomping ground, chin out. Living our best lives, we're living our best lives. Sugar rushes, dining hall, cabins, 1, 2, 3. Blueberry, cedar, okay. Big time.
Yeah.
Spending money, we're in the farmhouse. Green couches, bathrooms, stuff, there's a bathhouse. We swim in a cool lake, and it's the place to be, baby.
Yeah.